Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. Waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, good morning. That kind of just cut off quickly.
Well, it goes into the new, you know, an updated theme. This is like the alternate theme.
I never know about revamping or anything on the show. I don't know anything about it. I'm not in the production meetings. What are the production meetings? Who's in the production meeting? You and the computer, pretty much?
Me, myself, and I.
Yeah, all three of you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is 3 days until my birthday, and I'm going to quit. That sounds so egotistical. I'm going to quit doing that. I mean, you could do it, but not me.
We've only got everybody. Today and tomorrow, so.
Hey, everybody. It's my birthday. 3 days. First day of fall is this Monday at 1:19 p.m. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to fall. I guess it's daylight saving time. I don't like ending. Rockville at Smyrna on Friday. WGNS will be there, along with Big G TV. MTSU hosts Marshall at 4:30 p.m. That's airtime. Vanderbilt, who had a terrific win over South Carolina.
They did.
Ruined my picks, but they had a big win.
Mine too.
They host Georgia State. Now watch Georgia State come in. And, you know, Tennessee, you know, I still have
As a Vandy fan, you always wait
still
on.
Still have that doubt. You know,
you always wait on the anchor to drop.
I mean, this
we?
Should be two wins, two straight wins they're going to have. Then be 5-0 before they play Alabama. But for some reason, I doubt it. I doubt it. Boy, they look good against South Carolina, though.
Would it not be something, though, if they became bowl eligible? Because that was always the big thing. If Vanderbilt was bowl eligible, they had a good year.
Yeah.
If they could be 5-0 and bowl eligible already before.
Pavlia says they're going for the national championship. He doesn't hold back. He's something else.
John, if they can finish.
Well, if they beat Alabama, they're going to be in the running. They're going to be in the talk. I imagine they're, you know, I would think.
Well, if they beat Alabama, they've got a chance to beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they play Georgia later on for the Eastern Championship, or who knows?
I'm a little upset with the Tennessee game.
That one was not held.
That was not. I don't like to talk about coaches because he's a good coach, but that little bit where they had a lead and they were marching down the field and all, they, you know, they could run off some more clock and they didn't, and they just kind of ran the football three and out.
Anyway. And then the holding penalty.
Yeah, that was not good. Mm-mm. Tennessee hosts UAB, and the Titans host Indianapolis Colts, who are 2-0. Good news for the Titans. It just keeps on coming. There were glimpses of something good like this past Sunday. But
you saw glimpses?
Yes, I did, Mr. Pessimistic.
Okay.
They were up at halftime.
Yeah, but what happened in the second
half?
Well,
that's been the story of their whole last 2 years is the second half. Not enough depth, man. They don't have enough. They get anybody hurt. They had two hurt, you know, Latham and the big guy, the great big guy, I forgot his name. They were out. So
Brian Callahan will not be the coach after this year, I don't think.
Oh, I love it when you make those kind of statements like, you know, wow. You know, it's like it gets everybody fired up.
Everybody wants him gone now. But what do you do now?
I like Brian Callahan. I don't want him gone.
Really?
I don't think anybody's going to win with them. Not as they're presently constructed. How's that?
I don't disagree.
And today is Throwback Thursday. We're going to throw it back. I don't know what we're going to throw it back to, but we're going to throw it back. Now.
To the days when the Titans were good? That's that's a throwback.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to go way back for that. Not too far. COVID year, they were really good. They were good that year.
Do you think that somewhere along the line they're thinking maybe we shouldn't have gotten rid of Mike Vrabel?
Well, if Vrabel comes down to Tennessee and beats them, Brian Callahan will be gone. Maybe not that week, but the next probably. Anyway, okay. We are sponsored today, as always, by the America Thrift Stores. They're opening soon at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You can discover a clean. That's weird music for that. It's an organized store with thousands of new items daily. You save up to 70% on name brands. Visit AmericaThrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. Let me say that again. America's Thrift. That's americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. All right. You ready for song of the day?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's do it. This is songs about September. We're ending the week. And this is the Tempo singing See You in September. That was a big hit. I mean, that's a very classic song. 617 on the crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 62. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the low 90s. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, with lows falling back to 63. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit murfreesborofuneralhome.com.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Time again for the Doug Young Educator of the Month, presented by WGNS and City Tile and Floor Covering, honoring Rachel Hibden, a library media specialist at Rocky Fork Middle School.
I've always worked with kids and love learning. I wanted to help provide an education that includes the whole child using all their senses to learn and grow. I believe that learning should be fun, full of opportunities to be engaged through hands-on activities.
She talks about why she enjoys her work in the library.
I love to match students with great books that make them want to read more. There's nothing like helping a student find a book that unlocks their love of reading. I also love incorporating STEM and computer science into my lessons to make learning active, with chances to try multiple routes to success.
Rachel Hibden at Rocky Fork Middle School is our Educator of the Month.
I am very blessed and thankful for the opportunities and experiences I have had thus far, and know that the Lord will provide more chances to learn and grow in this profession that I love.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month is proudly sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Nominate a teacher at WGNSradio.com/educator.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Tigers have lost their fifth in six games as they drop one to the Guardians 4-0. Houston right now leads Texas 5-2 in the seventh inning. The A's in Boston in extras tied 4-4 in the tenth. San Diego has a 7-4 lead over the Mets in the ninth inning. The Mets have hold of the final spot in the NL wild card right now. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks earlier today 5-1. Reds 6-2 winners over the Cardinals, meaning Arizona's two games back, while Cincinnati and San Francisco are 2.5 games back of New York. The New York Yankees leading the Minnesota Twins 8-5 in the eighth inning. The Mariners looking for their 11th straight win right now, trailing the Kansas City Royals 5-4 in the eighth inning. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels missed practice on Wednesday with a sprained knee. Head coach Dan Quinn said the soonest he could practice is Friday. Justin Fields ruled out of Sunday's matchup for the Jets with a concussion. Martin Weiss.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through sharing change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can learn more at sharingchange.org. We're talking about the football week that was, and we're going to be down in Smyrna, Tennessee.
We'll be in the town of Smyrna You know, it's not the city, it's a town.
I heard you were trying to get Danny Brewer to give you a tour of the facility down there.
No, but he did say that we could come down and eat if we wanted to.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Jeff always has stuff for us up there, so we don't really have any reason to do that.
Yeah, and our food probably will be better.
We got rails on the bleachers now, so that helps. Old man like me.
Those concrete steps.
Yeah, it makes that a lot easier. Hey, even when I was younger, that was a tough climb. Because the steps were kind of like offset.
Yeah.
So you take one foot, one then bring the other, then one foot, bring the other. I mean, there's no like walking straight up back in the day.
Yeah, concrete steps are. Some of these stadiums have a bunch of steps. I haven't counted. We should count who has the most steps.
Oh, I can. It takes me about an hour and a half to get up there now. So that kind of, you know.
Give you something to do while you're
Yeah,
going.
I was talking about the See You in September, the Tempos. That was a 1959 pop song expressing hope for a reunion after summer ends. Did you ever, like, when you were in school, you can keep the music going. Did you ever, like, hated that summer ended because girlfriends that you liked or girls that you liked you're not going to see for probably 3 months?
But when summer started or summer ended?
Yeah, when summer started.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad, wasn't it? I mean, you know, you knew you weren't going to be in constant daily connection with them.
Well, maybe.
What do you mean?
Unless they lived close by and were friends with your cousin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
And then there was the phone with the 90-foot cord.
Plus, we were also, of course, you had a lot of people around you, and you knew you were there for so long, but... Like living in the country, it was a little bit of you know, you just couldn't walk down the street and see somebody, you know. So I used to hang out with my temporary cousins, and I'd go down and
temporary.
Well, they were not my official cousins, but
I got you.
I was so close to them, they could have been cousins. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I've forgotten what we do here. Oh yeah, I know what we do. I know we got to do this. We got to do this now. Good neighbor of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Alicia Bonington is today's good neighbor of the day for being a sweet friend who's always concerned about the well-being of others. Alicia is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
You want to send in a good neighbor of the day? Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those into us here this morning. Well, I'm just going to give you one, and it's a biggie. I'm going to give you two. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, that is a biggie.
It's also Definitely. World Bamboo Day, so I'll be celebrating at my house.
You got plenty to celebrate. 624.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. A rare air quality alert for parts of the state. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation has issued a Code Orange health advisory for Nashville and surrounding communities, parts of Memphis included as well. It lasts through midnight. The alert comes amidst high levels of ozone that may be uncomfortable for people with respiratory conditions. Seniors and those with sensitive respiratory systems should avoid prolonged exposure to the outdoors. An Obion County woman has been arrested in the murder of her husband. After reportedly committing the act, she called 911 to report the scene. Police say Gloria Ann Jenkins was taken into custody without incident, being held now at the Obion County Jail. She's been charged with first-degree murder and now scheduled for an arraignment. Family members say the pair reportedly had a domestic issue, but police had not been called to the home previously. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th.
Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
Big news from Dollywood.
Dollywood announcing a new ride coming to the park in 2026. It's called Night Flight Expedition. Park leaders say the attraction will fly, plunge, climb, and drop like a roller coaster, and then navigate to a very special lake. The entire ride takes place inside a 44,000-square-foot building, protected from the heat of the summer and the cold of the winter. The ride will also include 500,000 gallons of water in a Roaring Rapids segment of the ride. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
And I'm Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is 6:27, and as always, I want to remind you that we have Good Neighbor events coming up. A way to track the neighborhood, what's going on with everybody in Murfreesboro. Good way. Another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic in a few minutes as well. Later on, it's the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 6:57, right here on the Wake Up Crew. I know America's Thrift Store is going to be opening very soon, and kind of got me thinking about things that you can donate. Now, this does not apply to America's Thrift Store necessarily. I'm just saying what Goodwill, what you can donate to stores. So this may not coincide with America's Thrift Stores, but I got to thinking, we were talking about them, and I said, hey, I wonder what they will take. Of course, I lost track. Here we go. Furniture. They won't take furniture that is covered in animal hair. Excuse me. Broken, worn, torn, stained, mildewed, rusty, missing parts, or disassembled.
No, they will not take any.
Okay,
of that.
So you need to just go ahead and throw yours away.
This will apply.
Okay.
To America's Thrift Stores.
If they don't, let me know. Okay. Oversized items, including furniture or exercise equipment that weighs over 50 pounds. You know, they don't Nordic Track. You know, they probably don't want a Nordic Track. Kind of thing.
Maybe not.
Mattresses, box springs, bed rails, sleeper sofas, air mattresses, mattress toppers, bed pillows, and beanbag chairs. Some hygiene has to do with, I think, the mattresses.
Probably
and stuff.
Probably so.
They don't want your underwear.
Oh, no.
Okay. Or your pajamas, but they will take, you know, regular clothes. Okay.
Yeah.
Certain locations are not permitted to accept furniture. Restrictions may apply for donations, including large quantities of furniture. Non-flat screen TVs.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody still has a non-flat TV screen, you know.
Maybe. Or they've just got it somewhere and it's junk. That's the biggest thing. People think that, well, I'm going to get rid of my junk, so you take
right.
it to a, you
it's
know, a thrift
work.
Store.
It needs to work, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why
don't,
would you...
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not getting mad. I'm just thinking, why would you think that... You could just unload something that's 40 years old and doesn't work, or a mattress or anything like that. VCR. I guess maybe some that doesn't work.
Now, I'll tell you what happened to me. I did have a TV that was non-flat. It was a console TV, and it worked because I worked at a TV place, and they put a new picture tube in it. Mm-hmm. And the owner gave me the TV. It was round. It was a round screen. And people just, you know, you look at it, just laugh. I said, it's an antique. I mean, it's a round screen television. And it had the perfect picture. It had the most beautiful picture on it. Had it in my living room for years and years and years. Till the wife finally said, we need to get rid of our round screen TV. And I went, well, it works. So, anyway. Large appliances, stoves, air conditioners, washing or drying machines, of that kind of nature. Building materials. That's a kind of iffy. Some... I would think the yard sale place probably takes that.
Habitat Restore.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll take some of those, too.
Unbound carpeting and area rugs that are covered in animal hair, torn, stained, mildewed, or soiled. Now, when it comes to animal hair, I've got a real problem because I don't know what I'm going to do about my couch because it's got animal hair.
Yeah.
With a little rugrat, you know, sheds. Does your shed much?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had to get a new, or you have to clean out your little romper room thing. What is it? What do you call it? The Roomba?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I've moved past the Roomba.
All right. One more. Games that do not comply with consumer product safety standards. And there's a whole lot more. You know, paint, that kind of thing. They don't want paint. They don't want rags. They don't want clean or dirty. Gas-powered tools and appliances. I could see with that, too. So there's a few more. No tires. Firearms. Can't take your gun down there. So, anyway. Are you ready?
I
think you're ready for Today in History, aren't you?
I think it's about that time.
Brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, this is September 18th, and in 1947, the CIA officially comes into existence. 1951, A Streetcar Named Desire, starring Marlon Brando, is released. In 1964, The Addams Family, starring John Astin, premieres on ABC.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky. The Addams Family.
You know, this show was only on for 2 years, but they still have movies and there's another one out Wednesday.
Yeah, I wonder if ABC even thought, we're taking a gamble here. This probably won't work.
And it was, but it's lasted. It's kind of like the Munsters. It's lasted. 1965, the TV comedy Get Smart, starring Don Adams, premieres. It was kind of like The Naked Gun back in its day, 1965.
Okay.
And in 1965 as well, another classic, I Dream of Jeannie, starring Barbara Eden, premieres on NBC.
Because in it was a genie. Oh, not your average everyday genie, but a beautiful genie.
633.
Who could grant any wish.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 18th, 1964.
They're creepy and they're kooky.
The ABC debut of...
Buster, I'm sorry.
The Addams Family.
The Addams Family.
That same day, the ABC primetime debut of the adventure cartoon, Johnny Quest.
It's finished!
And September 18th, 2009.
For the next 30 minutes... The Guiding Lights.
CBS aired the final episode of The Guiding Lights.
Presented by Dove, the soap that does everything in your washing machine.
Ending a 57-year run on television and a 72-year run overall. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 62. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the low 90s, and then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 63. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Good morning. Starting to load up a little bit more on 24 out through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It was a little bit heavy a few minutes ago on 65 southbound around Metro Center there at Rosa Parks. I believe they were moving a stalled vehicle as it starts to increase down I-40 through the Mount Juliet area. Got all that traffic leaving Wilson County, headed towards Hermitage this time of the morning, especially westbound on I-40. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pet.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Remembering the Guitar Man, Casey Clark, Saturday night at 6 at the Smith Fork Tabernacle on Halls Hill Pike. That's 6 o'clock this Saturday night. You need to be there. And Saturday brings the Greenway Arts Festival. It'll be at Canonsburg this year because of construction at the old Fort Park. Again, the Greenway Arts Festival this Saturday at Canonsburg Village in Murfreesboro. Oh yes, the annual Kittrell School reunion is this Saturday. You need to be there. This Saturday from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Meet some old friends, share memories, and reconnect. That's the annual Kittrell School reunion this Saturday from 10 until 2. And that's at Kittrell School, 7801 Old Woodbury Pike, this Saturday. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Get with the Red Cross. Roots Rendezvous by Uncle Dave Macon Days is all this weekend at Hop Springs. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a 5-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses, near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
Well, you had a good week. Dalton said it was the best joke he'd ever heard the other day.
On Monday,
that shocked me.
It did me, too.
Because I don't think it was your best work. I think you've had some better than that.
Well,
but it's to each his own.
I guess it tickled his fancy.
Yeah, but you don't hardly ever make him laugh.
No.
But that one did. It was a check plus plus or whatever you call it. I forgot. I don't even know how we rate them anymore.
Two thumbs up.
No, thumbs up plus.
Oh, okay.
Thumbs up plus plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know. It gets confusing to me, too.
Boy, doesn't it?
How about a joke to start this Thursday off?
John, you know, kale is so versatile.
Really?
It literally fits in any trash can.
Okay. I like that. I took me a second where you were going with that, but now once I got over the... So that's a thumbs up.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Could be broccoli. You could you know, put any vegetable there.
Yeah. Do you like carrots?
I do like carrots.
Okay. You like them cooked or just raw?
Oh, yeah, cooked.
Cooked, yeah. You can't beat good cooked carrots. No. I always get mad at Cracker Barrel when they're not quite cooked enough.
CBS News Brief. The head of the FCC, handpicked by President Trump, is speaking out after ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely. After the talk show host accused conservatives of politicizing Charlie Kirk's murder, Brendan Carr on Fox.
We at the FCC are going to enforce the public interest obligation. If there's broadcasters out there that don't like it,
they can turn their license in to the FCC.
President Trump's wrapping up his state visit to the UK with meetings at Prime Minister Keir Starmer's country home. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there.
Tariffs and trade are expected to top the agenda here at Checkers today, but we're also likely going to hear conversation about issues like the wars in Gaza and Ukraine, as both leaders have struggled to figure out a path to peace.
An all-new Trump-era CDC advisory panel is about to begin a two-day meeting. Reporter Sabrina Cupid.
The first item on the agenda for today is the measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox shot. The panel could recommend that the MMR shot be given separately from the chickenpox shot.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Authorities in Warren County continue to crack down on a major methamphetamine trafficking operation tied to Robert Alexander Russell, known as Bobby, a Smyrna resident arrested earlier this month. Russell, age 38, allegedly transported up to 3 pounds of meth per trip from Smyrna into Warren County and neighboring areas, making him a key figure in a two-month investigation. His arrest on September the 6th led to additional charges against three more individuals connected to the distribution network. Gracie Self, already on probation for previous drug offenses, was arrested on September 11th for allegedly delivering meth. Jaquez Elam and Brady Keem were also taken into custody on multiple drug charges, including manufacture and delivery of methamphetamine. All four suspects remain in custody, with authorities stressing that more arrests are expected as the investigation expands. Meanwhile, a domestic assault call in Laverne turned into a significant drug bust on September 15th. Laverne police responded to the Nashville Edge Apartments on Waldron Road, where officers identified a suspect already under investigation for drug activity. A subsequent search uncovered marijuana, gabapentin, oxycodone drug paraphernalia, and over $3,000 in cash, as well as an AR-15 rifle. The individual now faces multiple felony charges, including possession of a firearm during the commission of a dangerous felony. Authorities emphasized the importance of interdepartmental cooperation and noted the growing connection between domestic incidents and narcotics-related crimes in Rutherford County. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. The body of a woman reported missing in Laverne has been discovered less than 24 hours after the initial report was submitted. Laverne police say 21-year-old Joycelyn Krause was found in a car in a McDonald's parking lot along Murfreesboro Road. Krause was reported missing after failing to return home from work this week. The investigation into the cause of death has begun, but no initial findings from the scene have been released. Authorities have released the names of three people found dead in their Clarksville home this week. Clarksville police say the victims found in the Idlewood Drive home are identified as 75-year-old Scott Powers, 74-year-old Catherine Powers, and 48-year-old Michael Powers. Police say there's no threat to the public, but little else is known about the disturbing scene. Their cause or manner of death has also not been described. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
A rare air quality alert for parts of the state. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation has issued a Code Orange health advisory for Nashville and surrounding communities. A similar advisory has been held in Memphis this week. It lasts through midnight. The alert comes amidst high levels of ozone that may be uncomfortable for people with respiratory conditions. Seniors and those with sensitive respiratory systems should avoid prolonged exposure outdoors, according to authorities. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. It's 12 minutes before the hour, and we are going to celebrate some birthdays here in just a second. Brian, did you get a chance to see the Emmys the other night?
I did not. I saw some clips online. You know, Nate Bargatze.
I'm going to tell you, and they pronounce his name differently on there when they announced him.
What did they say?
Bargatze or something like that.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not right.
Know. Yeah. Well, he didn't say anything about it.
That's weird.
He got him rolling by saying, if your acceptance speech is over 45 seconds, he said, I'm donating $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. But if your acceptance speech is longer than 45 seconds, $1,000 is going to come off of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they – Variety magazine, I think they kind of cut him hard. They didn't like it too much. But you know what? The only thing I got out of it, and I didn't watch all of it. I just watched bits and pieces, switched back and forth to football. But streaming, I mean, Netflix, Prime, all those things – very few things from network television were.
No.
I mean, it's just almost all, you know, Hulu, that kind of thing. The studio, have you seen The Studio? It had 27 nominations.
Studio.
Yeah, The Studio. Seth Rogen. And then another one was.
Oh, it's on Apple TV, I think.
Okay, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. I did put it in as one of the things to watch.
Yeah, you probably need to watch it. It won a bunch of awards. And Severance.
It was best comedy.
Yeah, Severance is another one.
That's Hacks. Apple TV.
Hacks is one. And
The Pit. It was best drama. And what's his name?
The only thing they looked
Noah at... Noah Wiley won.
The only thing they took it... The only thing that they really took anything about regular old television as we know it was nostalgia kind of things. You know, honoring, you know... people, things, humanitarian, all that kind of thing. So, but it was an interesting watch. And but when I get those award shows, they have so many commercials, and
oh yeah,
I just kind of get
kind of get bored with it, so I switched over to football.
The Penguin, I don't see anything. I'm sure that they're, well, the Saturday Night Live thing won for Best Variety for live, you know, the 50th anniversary.
It's Colbert won.
Yeah. Late Night with John Oliver. But that's pretty much it. Ooh, Best Directing. The Slow Horses, that's a good one.
The best line of the whole night was when Stephen Colbert got his award, and he said, well, now that I have you all in the same room, is anybody hiring? It was pretty funny. You got a standing O for that one. So there were a lot of hidden things in there.
Oh,
you know?
I'm sure.
Anyway, I guess we need to announce some birthdays, don't we?
Why not?
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Boy, tomorrow we're going to have to go right to birthdays. Oh. There's no clowning around, no conversation, all birthdays. So and today in history, too.
Straight business.
Yeah. Anyway, Greta Garbo, 1905. She was a Swedish actress born in Stockholm, Sweden. She died in 1990. She was 85 when she died. Mm. 1933, Jimmy Rogers, American singer and guitarist.
Honeycomb. Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb.
Did he have one of those variety shows, too?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a little before my time.
Yeah.
That was a big hit, though, Honeycomb. 1940, here's another guy that was it during my time. Frankie Avalon, American actor and singer. You,
Venus made her fair. A lovely girl with sunlight in her hair.
He never ages. He's 85 or 88 or something like that, and he's just now starting to look his age a little bit.
Did that not make it into one of the Walter Hill talent shows, that song one year?
Venus. I think you're thinking of Beauty School Dropout.
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah, that was. But Frankie Avalon sang that. Boy, what good memory. He was in all the Beach Party movies in the 60s. 1959, Ryne Sandberg, who just died this year, American baseball infielder of the Chicago Cubs. 1961, James Gandolfini, American actor of The Sopranos. He died in 2013. 1971, Jada Pinkett Smith was born, an American actress. She was in Set It Off, Nutty Professor. That may be her biggest role, was in The Nutty Professor. Born in Baltimore, Maryland, and I think she's married, sort of, to Will Smith. I'm not really sure what their arrangement is, but...
Sort of,
yeah. And 1971, Lance Armstrong, American road cyclist. 7 Tour de France titles, but it was banned for illegal drug use. He was born in Plano, Texas. And that's a look at the celebrities. All have birthdays. Now to our Murfreesboro and Smyrna and the surrounding areas birthdays.
Local.
Oh, excuse me. I'm not as profound in radio as you are.
No, I was just adding.
Okay. Tammy Victory. Mike Waller. Fran Bland. Happy birthday, Fran. Cher King. Recently lost her father. And,
did she really?
Yeah, and Cher, condolences. Rest in peace there, Alan. Joan Rose, Jacqueline Lee, Jimmy Horn, and Amy White have birthdays today.
Wow, that's kind of a who's who list there of birthdays and anniversaries. If you want to add to that list, call or text in 615-893-1450. Taking birthdays and anniversaries for this 18th day of September, 615-893-1450. You got until about 7:35 to get them in. Around 8 o'clock, we announce all the people we've collected throughout the morning and give away some Slick Pig banana pudding.
You about ready to wrap up this 6 o'clock hour?
You bet.
Got a couple of breaks, and we'll be back to wrap things up. It's 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 62. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 90s. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 63. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
More volume here in the last few minutes coming down through Hermitage Donaldson on 40 coming westbound, especially here at B&A Airport. All that traffic there at Donaldson Pike working its way 40 westbound in from Wilson County. Yes, it's busy through Mount Julian. Try to load up with more volume coming down from the north out of Robertson County into Sumner, especially there through Millersville. It starts to get a little bit heavier going southbound on 65 passing Bethel Road. When you need dependable towing for your car, truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
WGNS!
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
You heard in the news about how many people with mental health issues have only law enforcement to help with their needs. Mental health is one of the major factors in crime and homelessness. Sergeant Jason Brown is coordinating a grant and research project to develop a virtual reality training program for the sheriff's office. It trains officers for crisis intervention. Again, thank you, Rutherford County Sheriff's Sergeant Jason Brown.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
It's a farewell to the Prince of Darkness.
Ozzy's one regret is that he never really said goodbye to his fans.
Sharon Osbourne there from the new Ozzy Osbourne documentary, No Escape From Now, which takes a no-holds-barred look at Ozzy's health problems, which eventually led to his death a few months ago. It also has some of his last interviews.
If my life's coming to an end, I really can't complain.
That drops on Paramount Plus October 7th.
There's nothing left between me and Conrad.
Well, except maybe a movie. Amazon's hit, The Summer I Turned Pretty, is now getting its own film. That'll tie in with the show, which just wrapped its third and final season. No word yet on a release date. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back, but we have to go.
Really?
We've got another hour to do, and we've got a break for news, and tell everybody this is WGNS News Radio.
Yeah.
All those kind of things. You know, got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be on if we couldn't pay the bills, right?
That's right.
He's not getting it from my salary for sure. Alicia Bonington is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being a sweet friend who's always concerned about the well-being of others. Alicia is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And, of course, here at News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Alicia, and you can nominate someone to be Good Neighbor of the Day simply by texting NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. And we're taking your birthday and anniversary announcements as well this morning for about another 30 minutes. We'll give away the banana pudding in about an hour here from Slick Pig, but announce everybody's name, so stay tuned for that. And the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. America's Thrift Stores come into the borough, a fresh shopping experience with thousands of new items every day. You can even donate now at their Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. location.
Throwback Thursday's coming back in the second hour.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Jimmy Kimmel pulled off air.
Muzzle one voice and you just create 1,000 other voices.
Deadly Pennsylvania attack.
5 law enforcement officers were shot.
President's UK visit.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump applauded it on social media. ABC's move to take Jimmy Kimmel off the air. His late-night show has been suspended indefinitely following the response to something he said about the killing of Charlie Kirk. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Los Angeles.
Jimmy Kimmel! Days after police arrested the man suspected of assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, this was Jimmy Kimmel's reaction Monday night.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
In response, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr, a Trump appointee, appeared to threaten broadcasters Wednesday while speaking on a conservative podcast.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Hours later, Nexstar, the country's largest local broadcasting group, announced it would preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live for the foreseeable future on its stations, calling his monologue, quote, offensive and insensitive. And shortly after, ABC said it would pull its late night host off the air indefinitely. The CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
When a private employer takes action against a private employee for speech, that's not a First Amendment issue. That, generally speaking, is an employment-based issue.
Celebrities like Ben Stiller and Gene Smart were quick to defend Kimmel. Comedian Wanda Sykes, who is scheduled to appear as Kimmel's guest Wednesday, accused the Trump administration of ending free speech.
For those of you who pray, now's the time to do it. Love you, Jimmy.
Reacting to the news Wednesday night, President Trump called it great news for America.
Now to southeastern Pennsylvania, where three law enforcement officers were shot and killed, two others critically wounded in an attack as they served a warrant. The shooter also died. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Ambulances and helicopters swarmed the scene in rural Pennsylvania, evacuating officers who were shot when a suspect opened fire on them. Three enforcement officers in York County were killed, and two others were injured and rushed to a hospital in critical but stable condition. State police say the shooter was killed by police. The officers were initially at the scene to follow up on a, quote, domestic-related investigation that began Tuesday.
I heard gunshots, which is not, you know, uncommon, but then, like, they just kept coming and coming.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports this morning from the UK on the second full day of President Trump's state visit.
A lavish display of unity fit for a king and a president. Bask in the spotlight of a first-of-its-kind second state visit to the United Kingdom.
This is truly one of the highest honors of my life.
With toasts, President Trump and King Charles underscored the so-called special relationship.
In renewing our bond tonight, we do so with unshakable trust in our friendship and in our shared commitment to independence and liberty.
The Trumps dined alongside 160 other guests, including well-dressed royals, tech CEOs, and media mogul Rupert Murdoch. He and the publisher of his Wall Street Journal are being sued for alleged defamation by the president. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is hoping to claw back some public support with a large new investment deal with the U.S. American tech leaders from Apple, OpenAI, and NVIDIA are on hand, pledging tens of billions of dollars in new investments and jobs.
Here at home, there's a critical CDC advisor meeting on childhood vaccines. CBS's Nicole Killian says it comes a day after a former CDC director accused Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of putting politics over science.
Former Centers for Disease Control Director Susan Menares told a Senate committee Wednesday that she was pressured by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to terminate career scientists and pre-approve recommendations by his hand-picked vaccine panel without scientific data or evidence.
We just wanted blanket approval, and if I could not commit to approval of each and every one of the recommendations that would be forthcoming, I needed to resign.
Menares said that ultimatum came during an August 25th meeting.
The entire meeting was very tense. He was very upset.
What was the secretary's reaction when you raised the need to consult scientific evidence before making decisions?
He called CDC the most corrupt federal agency in the world, emphasized that CD employees were horrible people.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup, and it's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people
at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates by a quarter point yesterday was the first reduction in 9 months. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says since that last cut, progress on inflation has stalled and the labor market has cooled off.
We've seen a marked slowdown as companies kind of sit on their hands and wait to see how tariffs hit the economy. The labor market slowing down is a bigger risk than inflation bubbling up.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell indicates there will likely be additional rate cuts later this year. CBS's Michael Wallace tells us some corporate leaders remain concerned about the impact of tariffs.
At a meeting organized by the Yale School of Management, dozens of CEOs were polled about their views on Trump's economic policies. The Wall Street Journal reports 71% of them described Trump's tariffs as hurtful. Many of them said consumers are bearing the brunt of the cost of the tariffs, not the targeted countries. The CEOs mostly agreed Trump has created a chaotic, hard-to-navigate business environment.
A federal judge says Rudy Giuliani has to pay his former attorneys nearly $1.4 million in unpaid legal fees plus interest for their work defending him for actions while he was President Trump's personal lawyer. Republican leaders in the House and Senate are rejecting Democratic demands for health care subsidies in a bill to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
People are not happy. Some like 38% of Americans think America is on the right track. This budget doesn't put them on the right track. Their budget doesn't put them on the right track. Ours does.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 62. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 90s. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, lows falling back to 63. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. It's got heavy now in Rutherford County with that volume of traffic here on 24 westbound at Walden Road. All that traffic pushing out of Rutherford County into Davidson right now up through the Hickory Hollow area, Bell Road area as well. It's gotten heavy. There was a car up against a wall. He was in a terrible spot. He's still there, actually, 40 westbound at Stewart's Ferry. Probably a lot of volume in that area as well, coming through Hermitage, being pushed in by Wilson County traffic. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Rutherford County people barely awake. We can awaken them. We have the technology. We can make them better than they were. Better. Stronger. Faster. The Wake Up Crew.
Welcome in to our second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Racing on into another hour here this morning. It is Thursday. It is September the 18th. It is episode 1745 of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Glad you're with us. And someone here celebrating a birthday in like 3 days.
That would be me.
Are you actually going to celebrate?
No, probably not.
There's not going to be a big to-do or...
I don't even know if anybody really kind of... My birthday kind of comes at a very bad time.
Couldn't be any worse than mine.
Why is yours bad?
January 5th?
Well, I mean, it's like cold. Nobody gets out. Everybody ought to know it's your birthday. Mine, everybody's got running around doing something.
Oh.
So...
Well, my birthday
I mean,
is...
if they do remember, it'll be very, you know, probably cake and ice cream at the house, something.
10 days after Christmas, nobody wants to celebrate anything, and they're broke. You know, everybody's broke in January, it seems.
I don't know if that's the reason why you don't get any gifts,
Brian. Well, probably not, but, you know. January, I don't like January.
For what reason? Boring?
Yeah. And
there's basketball going on.
Well, I know, but I don't know. It's kind of depressing.
Well, there's just so much going on in December, and, you know, you've got, you know...
And then it comes to a screeching halt.
Yeah. Yeah. I know at school, when I was at school, I used to go, there's no break until spring break, and that's a long time. President's Days have helped it, you know, President's Day and...
A few little days off.
And they do the in-service days during that time, too, a lot, so it helps. But, you know, the in-service days, when I was a principal, you had to plan for that. That was not an easy day.
Oh, I wouldn't
think
it
would be. I mean, that was probably one of the hardest days. Is you had to call people and get things organized and figure out the topics you're going to talk about. So, but I think you're honored on your birthday here at the station pretty well, though. Dalton and I always acknowledge it.
Maybe.
Oh, that's cold. Like you load up for me, buddy. Uh-huh.
I know the city schools are out tomorrow. I failed to put that on the list, but they're out tomorrow. The county was out on Tuesday. They had a teacher work day. Then you got fall break here in just a matter of weeks now. End of the first 9 weeks is fall break.
Well, let's see. What is today? The 18th? Yeah.
Yeah. It's October 6th through the 10th.
I love fall break. I wish I were going to the beach on fall break, but... Not this year.
Trying to
save money.
Hmm.
Trying to be thrifty.
Well, you're going to watch some football, you know, here in September because it is football season.
Hey, I also heard that Amanda Moore, the new school board chair.
Right. For the city, yeah.
Yeah, and Butch is going to take one step down.
He's the vice chair.
Well, he's been doing it a long time.
I think 10 or 12 years, something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that. At least 10, I know. And so... glad he's still active, but he doesn't have the head honcho part of it. You know, like it all comes down on him, you know.
Yeah.
So don't have to MC the meetings or what do you call it? Preside. Preside, yes, over the meetings. So
I wonder if they got him a golden gavel or something.
Well, he hadn't retired.
From chair.
Oh, well, maybe they did. I don't know. We'll have to have him come up and ask him.
Yeah. A golden gavel.
A golden gavel. You think the city's going to pay that?
No, I don't. Well. I wouldn't. Anyway.
Hey, you need to tell about your... You're going to save that for Taco Tuesday, aren't you?
I think so.
Oh, man.
We can talk about it in a
minute. No. Let's go ahead. You've got the other plans.
Rockville is at Smyrna this Friday night, tomorrow night. So don't forget to catch it on WGNS and Big G TV. It's homecoming week, so lots of activities going around with the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. They host Marshall at 4:30 Saturday. Vanderbilt will host Georgia State. Tennessee will host UAB, so home games there once again. And Tennessee will host Indianapolis. That would be the Tennessee Titans. So that's kind of what's coming up in sports. So as we continue the show this morning, why don't we do our song of the day here real quick? And today's song, a September song, and that's what we're looking at. Next week, it'll be songs about fall. But the Tempos had this big hit back in 1959.
See you.
Song that expresses hope for a reunion after summer ends. John said it was a pretty big hit for the Tempos.
It was. That's a classic song, yeah.
See you in September. I was not even familiar with the Tempos.
Well, you weren't born yet.
Well, that's true. John.
That's like 20 years before you were born.
Yeah. I want to show you my new prized possession.
Oh, really? You have a prized possession?
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
You like it? It's a black circle cup.
Oh, black, yeah. So you've retired the other one?
Well, here's what was happening.
I mean, people are really wanting to know this, so just be sure to take about a minute here.
Well, I'm not the only one that this has happened to, I don't think, so I thought it might be helpful. I was noticing that my ice was melting very quickly in my old cup, and I think that the top and the rubber seal and stuff wear out after long use on these cups, and all of a sudden your ice doesn't stay cold inside.
Well, you suck on them.
Well.
You do.
Yeah, but I mean, this stays airtight, and the other one was pretty loose. When as soon as I got this one, I thought, man, that's tight, but I think it's supposed to be. And I was noticing that my ice was melting. It'll last all day again now.
Thank goodness. Man, I'm
happy.
Yeah, and it's black. That's a cool color.
Well, it was either this or pink, and I didn't think pink really suited my
no, probably not. Probably not.
My personality is more black.
Or maybe not. But black, yeah, that's a cool color.
Yeah.
Goes with anything.
Cobalt, actually.
Oh, cobalt.
Yeah, I guess. And a new little Velcro ring. Anyway, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
In the National League wildcard race, the Padres beat the Mets 7-4. San Francisco beat Arizona 5-1. And the Reds beat the Cardinals 6-2. That means the Diamondbacks now a game and a half back for the final NL wildcard spot. Reds and the Giants are two games back. On the American League side, the Yankees have the first wildcard spot. They beat the Twins 10-5. The Guardians beat the Tigers 4-0. Tigers now have dropped 5 of the last 6 games. Guardians 2.5 back of the AL final wildcard spot. Boston and Seattle currently in that spot after the Astros beat the Rangers 5-2. Red Sox beat the A's 5-4 in extra innings. WNBA playoffs, the Mercury beat the Liberty 86-60. Alyssa Thomas with 28 points. The best of 3 series now tied 1 apiece. Minnesota advances through the first round 2-0, beating Golden State 75-74. Golden State making the playoffs in their first year as a team. I'm Martin Weiss.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive the settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:22. It's the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Time to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. And today, our guest is Jeb Bowers. He is the Good Works at Home manager, and Jeb has been joining us through several phases of his career at the Villages, and being now the manager of Good Works at Home. Well, talk to me today about what's kind of on your mind, because you had a special subject that you thought it would be good to bring up that our listeners might enjoy hearing over the next few minutes about, having to make that decision, mom and dad, whoever that loved one in your family, and some of the decisions you have to make as an adult child can be tough.
And one of the things that I think it's important to stress is be open and be honest with your conversations with your parents or with your children. Try to have these conversations the earlier, the better. You don't want to wait until mom or dad has a fall and we got to rush to get him in a facility. And, you don't want to do that. You want to know where everybody stands before it gets bad. It's no different than really a lot of other things in our lives. You have a will, before you pass. And then when something happens unexpectedly, think about the chaos that happens. When you're not prepared and you don't have a plan. So to me, I think it's so important for people to just sit down and have those conversations before they have to have those conversations. If you see what I'm saying, you can have that. And then at the end of the day, hey, mom told me she wants to make sure, maybe mom had a bad fall and she's on some pain medicine and so she's not quite herself, but we got to make a decision now. It's going to be so much better and you're going to sleep so much better at night if you know, hey, mom wanted to make sure that she had to go anywhere, that she was going to be close to her church where she's been going for 35 years or the grandkids or whatever the case is. That you know that you made the decision that they wanted in that moment, because there's nothing worse than second guessing yourself. And if you don't have these conversations, that's what's going to happen, is you're going to second guess whether you made the right decision or not for your loved one.
Jeb Bowers at the Villages of Murfreesboro joining us. And Jeb, somewhere along the line, it became one of those things or, you know, don't ask, don't tell, or, you know, you don't acknowledge it. It's not really happening. Those kinds of things with these situations. And then it does become too late. So, and maybe the parents aren't the ones who bring up the conversation, but we're all adults at this point. So maybe it's the children who have to breach this conversation, and that can be hard, I would think.
Absolutely. You know, I'm in my mid-30s. My parents are in their mid-60s. And as somebody who works with, you know, 70 to 97 year olds, you know, on a daily basis, I don't see my parents as getting older yet. You know, I'm like, oh, you're under 70, you're fine. It's never too early to start having these conversations, and it's a conversation that I'm not ready for myself. But I need to be, and I need to start getting ready. And I don't have to go home and have it tonight. You know, but it's still something that I need to keep in the back of my mind and be ready. If your parent is in their 70s or even 80s at this point, you know, it's just something you need to be ready to have, because you may need to have it sooner rather than later. On the other side of that, if you're in your 70s or 80s, you need to reach out and have that conversation too, because you don't want decisions being made that you don't feel like are in your best interest, or that you're going to regret later on as well.
And independent living has changed so much. I mean, it truly is independent living. Maybe you just don't want the upkeep on the home any longer, and, you know, independent living may serve you well for 10, 15 years or longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's kind of the biggest thing is, you know, I got tired of cooking and I got tired of keeping a lawn, keeping up with maintenance, all that kind of stuff. That really is that's the crux of independent senior living is I'm tired of that. So I just want to relax and enjoy my time. It's less about, hey, you know, I'm not getting around like I used to, and I can't do this, I can't do that. It's more of what do you want to be doing with your time? Do you want to be doing chores, or do you want to be doing what you want to do? And that to me is, when you're at that point in your life, that's when it's time for independent. When you want to be around in a community of people like yourself and being able to just do things that you enjoy doing and not have to worry about all the stress of everything else, that's the perfect time to come check out an independent living facility.
Like the Villages of Murfreesboro. You can call Chandra McDaniel over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. She'd be glad to have that conversation with you. They're at 2550 Willow Oak Trail between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. 848-3030, the number. TheVillagesMurfreesboro.com online.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or having a estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, we made the right decision. We like everything about it. The Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning
at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by America's Thrift Stores on a Thursday, September the 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Birthdays, time.
Yeah. Excuse me, I was not paying attention. Tammy Victory has a birthday today, along with Mike Waller, Fran Bland, Cher King, Joan Rose, Jacqueline Lee, Jimmy Horn, Amy White. That's it. That's the birthday list.
Well, that's the list that we have so far this morning. If you have called or text, we've got those. We're going to put those on the list. Kind of working on that right now, which reminds me, this is your deadline to get them in. 615-893-1450. Call or text, but do it quick. We're brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, opening soon with thousands of new items every single day. Shop name brand clothing and home goods up to 70% off their new store on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 62. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the low 90s, and then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 63. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Good morning. Here's what we're seeing. Slow traffic in a couple of spots. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It continues to build with that volume down through Madison right now. On 65 southbound as you work your way past OHB. Coming off to Vietnam Vets on that ramp on the 65 southbound. All that traffic flowing down from Goodlettsville. It's heavy at times through that construction, that road work there on 65 at Rivergate Parkway. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro police responded swiftly to reports of an active shooter on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University on Tuesday, only to confirm shortly afterward that the call was entirely false. Around noon, authorities used social media to reassure students and faculty that there was no active threat and labeled the alert a false call. Despite the scare, normal operations at MTSU quickly resumed, with Murfreesboro Police, MTSU Police, and other agencies maintaining a presence on campus as a precautionary measure. Officials emphasized the importance of preparedness for such events, even if rare. According to the Department of Homeland Security, individuals on campus should always remain aware of their surroundings and be ready to act in the unlikely event of a real threat. Murfreesboro authorities reiterated their commitment to campus safety and urged the public not to spread misinformation. Elsewhere in Tennessee, the Coffee County Sheriff's Office in Manchester is warning residents about a sharp rise in scams. Recent reports involve fraudulent calls and emails claiming to be from law enforcement or other authorities, using tactics such as fake jury duty warrants, romance schemes, and tech support fraud. In some cases, scammers convince victims to allow remote access into their computers, leading to stolen personal information and emptied bank accounts. Rutherford County residents are reminded to be especially cautious. Officials stress that legitimate agencies will never request payment over the phone. Anyone who suspects that they've been targeted should contact local law enforcement immediately. In Rutherford County, the number is 615-898-7777. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Big savings are on the way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening its newest location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You'll love the clean, well-organized shopping experience with thousands of new items added every single day. It really is a new store every day. Find up to 70% off main brand clothing, home goods, and more thanks to generous local donations. America's Thrift Stores, where it's a new store every day. For details, visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS. And you know what we like to do on Thursdays, right?
Do you remember these?
A throwback Thursday for you here, and we're going to look at Tennessee Titan quarterbacks, Houston Oiler quarterbacks throughout the history. And of course, John, the 1960 was when the Oilers came into existence. That was when you had the AFL and the NFL before they merged.
I'm going to guess them.
Okay, who was the first one?
I'm going to say Chris Chandler.
Like in 1960?
Oh, or, no, or, I'm not talking, okay. About when they Tennessee.
Okay, well, let me give you the history up until then. George Blanda was the first. Then you have, a few others, Pete Bathard and Dan Pastrani. Ken Stabler was there. Archie Manning in 82 was the quarterback.
His career.
Then Warren Moon.
Warren Moon.
And he was there until 93. Chris Chandler, John, was the quarterback in 95, along with Steve McNair. He was pretty new. And then Chandler and McNair in 96. They moved to Tennessee, were the Tennessee Oilers for 2 years. So who was their first quarterback in Tennessee?
I guess McNair.
That would be correct. So we take it into Tennessee Titans history. Steve McNair had a backup, played quite a bit.
Neil O'Donnell. He was an old Pittsburgh Steeler.
Right. In 2003, they added Billy Volek to the mix.
Yeah, he had a very brief one-year.
Yep.
The trial there. He was a backup for several years.
Correct. Then after Steve McNair's retirement, we went to...
We drafted Vince Young.
Vince Young was backed up by, and he became the starting quarterback after 2 years of Vince Young.
Vince Young got into some trouble.
Yep.
Kerry, he played for the Panthers.
Kerry Collins,
yeah.
Yep. So Vince Young, I think, got hurt in 08. Something happened, whatever. He was kind of the number two. He played in one game, then came back. But then after 2010, the Vince Young era ends, and we go to, was married to a famous, I guess is, that was on The View.
Oh, really?
Hasselbeck.
Matt Hasselbeck. Yeah, I'm thinking Tim.
Yeah, that was 2011. He played in all 16 games.
So that's why he's got ties to Tennessee.
Correct.
And that's why he's at Innsworth now.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yep. He backed up Jake Locker in 2012. Yeah.
He should have played quarterback that year.
Then Jake Locker... He played in 7 of the games, but playing in most of the games in 2013 was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. Yeah. He was pretty good.
Then in 2014, we go to...
Marcus.
No. It was Zach Mettenberg, who played 6 games. Locker played 5 games. And Charlie Whitehurst played 5 games.
Surprising we won any games.
Then it's the Marcus Mariota years. He was backed up by Zach Mettenberg 1 year. Matt Cassel came in. Mariota from 15 to 18. Then it was the Ryan Tannehill years.
You know, I think Mariota would have had a better career, but they changed coaches several times, yep. And they had different offensive coordinators, and I always liked Mariota. Yeah, then Tannehill, and those were the good years with Vrabel.
Correct. Yeah. 2020. So yeah. After Ryan Tannehill in 2022, Joshua Dobbs played in two games in Tennessee, you might remember. Then we bring in Will Levis in 2023. Tannehill got hurt, and Levis played in nine games, and then it was Will Levis's team all last year in that terrible season.
Yeah, and now Cam Ward.
Now Cam Ward is the man. So that is a look at all your Tennessee Titans quarterbacks.
I wonder who's to blame. Never mind. Yeah. Who's to blame for all that mess?
It is a mess. That's Throwback Thursday.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, wrapping up here for a Thursday morning. Hope you've enjoyed episode 1745. We'll have the podcast up here in a bit. Want to say good morning to Middle Tennessee Electric. They power the Wake Up Crew. Curious about electric vehicles? Well, MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. Visit driveev.com to find out more. Alicia Bonington is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being a sweet friend who is always concerned about the well-being of others. Alicia Bonington is the recipient today of the honor of being Good Neighbor of the Day from the Good Neighbor Station. How about that? But Alicia also receives a bouquet of flowers from our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts on South Academy Street. They're the people you need to think about for great gift ideas. You've got anniversaries, birthdays, flowers. Yes, it's in their name, but also gifts. Make that special delivery that makes a difference. With Ryan Flowers, nominate a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, you know, kale, the vegetable kale, it's so versatile.
Yeah.
Yep. Fits in any size trash can.
Replay.
That little added to tell people what kale is was not necessary, but still a thumbs up.
Well, you know, I just wanted to do something a little different. You know, it's always...
I don't think it helped at all.
Well, you didn't really do justice to the replay.
Hey, talk to the other guy that's here. Don't be preaching to me.
Well,
talk to the other guy, okay? He's the one that you have to worry about.
Yeah, yeah, but you...
What? Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going
to
say.
No, go ahead. Finish your statement. What were you going
to
say?
When he's here, you tend to team up.
Oh, poor baby.
Well, you do.
I don't give you anything but thumbs up. And now that we're throwing out all the dirty laundry, let me just say, there's been about 5 jokes that you've done over the course of the year that really, to me, weren't thumbs up, but I gave them to you. Yeah. Uh-huh. There. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, I won't even say what you said about Daryl's jokes. But anyway.
He knows what I said about Daryl's jokes. I told him. I tell him.
And he's your friend.
His are pretty good.
That's not what you said to me. What have we learned today?
We've learned that you lie a lot.
Why?
You never said anything bad about my boy Daryl.
His jokes, though.
I haven't said anything bad about his jokes. If they were bad, I told him they were bad. Mm. You don't know. We talked about things you don't need to take to Goodwill because they're not going to take them.
Yeah.
We talked about, here's something exciting. We talked about the Circle Cup, your new Circle Cup that keeps it's all good and cold now. Oh boy, I'm so
excited
happy.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you like a water bottle that keeps ice all day?
I would think that when you buy one of those, it ought to keep it forever. Keep the ice forever.
Well, I mean, I've used it every day for over a year.
Well, does it say a warranty or anything? No, does it?
Well, I guess things do wear out. They don't make things to last forever.
I never could. I just never could get into them. I've been trying to dump mine off to my daughter. She won't take them yet. The one I bought.
Wow, dump it off. That sounds harsh.
I just didn't think it was that great. So sorry. Kind of like your jokes. Not that great. Don't we need to leave? Isn't it time to go?
Yes, we do.
Oh, one more thing. We talked about Titans quarterback and Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. We've had some doozies.
I kind of think they should have just kept Tannehill, but he didn't want to come back because he was going to get killed.
Warren Moon, Steve McNair, the best that they've ever had. I would
Hall
think.
Of Famer, Warren Moon.
That's true. All right, song of the day. We're continuing to look at September songs. Here's one from 1959, The Tempos.
See you in September.
And that is going to wrap up our Wake Up Crew here for a Thursday. See you tomorrow. Wrapping up the week tomorrow morning.
When the summer's
checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 92 degrees. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 62. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 90s. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 63. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire